Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Yeah, welcome back to the Grilling Guys. Each and every Saturday morning, 107.3 WBBL FM. We are going to have a great day today. I'm looking outside. The sun is shining. It's going to be a beautiful day to get out on your back deck and do a little grilling. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And good morning, grilling world. Welcome to the Grilling Guys. We are live at Fifth Third Ballpark, and it's the Winter Beer Fest. We've got one of our buddies here, Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery. And that's a sight for sore eyes right here. He brings his giant flask every year, and it says, "At least my beer is still made in Michigan." I love it. Welcome to the show again, Chaz. Thanks
morning,
for joining
guys.
Us. You're a busy man this week.
Oh, this GR Beer Week has just been phenomenal for us. And I've been on premise every night this week, except last night I stayed home in the tap room, greeted a whole ton of fans coming in from out of town, getting in a night early because they wanted to visit some breweries, too.
Fantastic.
What a great idea.
So break down what's going on here today.
Well, today is essentially our Mardi Gras beer.
Okay.
You know, it's Mardi Gras week anyway, but in Michigan, we do it our way. Outdoors, in the snow, 60 breweries, almost 600 different beers. There's no way anybody's going to taste them all. So I hope that you got online, got the PDF, and have made a plan. If you don't, get that program right off and go hunting and find some beers that you like. Pick your style. It is my beer. My beer. That's the way we say it now, my beer.
That's wonderful. What a wonderful guild you guys have put together. I mean, you guys work so hard, and it's so impressive to see that many businesses. How many people are in the guild now? How many different breweries?
We're almost 100
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like 90?
The number varies every week because somebody adds in.
Yeah.
So it's
and
hard to track.
You've got, let's say, 100 breweries in the state, which makes us number 5 in the country, which is really impressive. We don't have, you know... There's certainly much bigger states in the country, population-wise, that could just dwarf us.
Yeah, but Bob, I think we have more actual beers than most of them.
I bet we do. But my point is, how cool is it that you have an industry where you guys are all friends? I never hear one brewer talking ill of another, ever.
No, I mean, I've heard stories of them. One's out of grain. The other one has some in the warehouse, so they'll call each other up. And, yeah, I'll help you out and go out of their way to help the guy finish a batch or what it might be. I mean, you even shared those stories with us, Chaz.
Oh, yeah. Craft beer is really a brotherhood. We are out there to make sure that the public gets a quality product made by Michiganders in Michigan, drank by Michiganders, first and foremost. Before distribution goes out of the state, everybody takes care of Michigan first.
And the cool thing about a lot of you guys also is you're really good at baking bread, pizza crust, smoking food. I mean, you guys are your foodies as well as brewers. I noticed outside, I saw the big stainless grill out there. I think that's Mike Worrellman's grill from Squirrels 2 Grilling. He's a fellow that hangs out with Tim Sobey. And Mike Worrellman is actually in the UP this morning, but he helped out Jop and I during our first competition. Okay, we got lucky enough to be able to sit right next to this fella, and it was our first competition, and we didn't bring half the stuff we needed, and this guy helped us out through it. So thanks to him. But anyway, his big stainless grill is outside, and these guys, there's grills all over the place out there. That fits in with this culture. So the reason we do this show about grilling and microbrews and wine is because they're just a natural marriage there.
Well, the originations of beer that archaeologists are telling us is that it was a way to store grain and a way to purify water. The alcohol would purify the water and make it drinkable in an age when clean drinking water wasn't always prevalent.
Exactly.
Over history. Grain was hard to store, but they learned that if they made it into beer, the nutritional benefits of the grain were stored in the beer, sterile with the alcohol, and they would make what we call small beers for the younger people and the severely old. And then they would have the other beers, and not all of them as high as we make today, because they didn't understand yeast and things like that. But food and beer started together.
I've heard food and beer
better stay together.
I've heard stories that Noah's Ark even had beer on the Ark because he didn't think he could preserve water that long.
Oh, I'd believe it.
Even though he was in the middle of a flood? Okay, I get it. Yeah. But anyway, hey, you know, this whole craft industry that we're talking about, and we do push the Michigan business. I'm looking at one of my friends here that just walked in, Joe Fagan from Quality Draft Systems. Here's another guy that his business is around this industry. He helps us pour clean beers, keeps those tap systems working. And I tell you what, if this industry wasn't here, guys like him wouldn't be in business. So it's just really cool that there's a lot of periphery businesses around this actual, it just isn't the breweries. This industry breeds a lot of other small businesses where he's employing people, he's paying a wage, and I tell you what, it's great for the Michigan economy.
That is a great point. You know, that's one of the, and thank you very much, that's one of the those little unsung heroes, you know, who thinks about the fact that somebody has to do all that, those jobs that would be really just a lot of work.
Right.
But there's somebody back there doing that to make sure your safety and your enjoyment and all that stuff.
The draft line cleaning guy is very important.
Yeah, all the hard work these guys
have. If you notice, that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
If Joe's done his job, you never know he's there.
That's right. But if they haven't had Joe's company in, you do know it quickly. And a lot of you guys out there will say, well, I don't like drinking draft beer because it gives me a headache or I get a really bad hangover. You know what the reason that is, more times than not, is it's unclean draft systems. Is that you're getting a bacteria in there. It's not the beer. It's the lines. So it's a very important component of this whole draft beer industry.
I have another theory on that, too.
What's that?
Well, that's right. Yeah. Because when you're drinking draft beer, you're drinking it out of a glass. You should never drink beer out of a bottle or can anyway, period.
Okay. Well, I'll drink out of a tailgate, but...
Yeah, but if you have a good microbrew, if you have a good Michigan-brewed beer, there's just so much flavor to unlock. If you don't pour it, you're not going to unlock it. So when you do that, you have an open glass. It goes down smooth. You tend to take in a greater quantity. So
Can I go on my rant about good head right now?
No.
Beer needs good head.
Family show.
3/8 of an inch of head on top of a beer because it carries the aroma. And you guys know from grilling, aroma sells it.
Absolutely.
And if I smell it and I catch those hops and that light maltiness coming up into my olfactory senses, that I'm going to really appreciate it when it really does hit my tongue.
Absolutely.
And a proper pour, as we say, is 3/8 of an inch of head. And you can get that by pouring it out of the bottle. You get a little more. Hey, you're not a pro. You're not paid to do it. Don't throw that foam away. I saw a statistic where a guy did a little analysis. It's over 75% beer.
The foam is.
The foam is. So don't throw it away. Don't pour it down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
My God, I
look
hard to make that.
Yeah, it'll settle down. And you know, in the old days, I mean, they rated a beer on what kind of head was on top of that glass.
Well, we still brag about Brewer's Lace.
Yeah.
Brewer's Lace is the foam that you see down the side of a glass.
Uh-huh.
That means your glass is clean and the beer is properly made, that it will cling to that clean glass and show off with that lacy look.
Very cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of... funny, my father was famous for having old sayings, and when we'd get up in the morning and we'd come downstairs and our hair standing up, and he'd say, "I've seen better heads on a nickel beer." And that was just, you know, one of those old sayings. But
I like that.
That is a classic, I don't know, tale of what this thing is supposed to represent. I mean, some of these guys actually have to add foaming agents to make their beer, you know,
well,
the big commercial
there's
guys.
Proper ways to do that with
yeah.
grain. But I'll tell you that a proper pour served amongst friends and neighbors, and our tap rooms, I know a lot of people came in last night and visited us, families. It was great to see the families getting together enjoying a good Michigan beer.
Well, Chaz, you've got a lot of work to do, so thanks so much for joining us.
I got to go tap some kegs, guys. I'll see you a little later this afternoon out there drinking a few.
We appreciate it. That was Chaz Thompson, our pal from Schmoe's Brewery, and we're at the Michigan Brewing Festival, and man.
Fifth Third Ballpark. Day. Coming up next, we've got one of our friends, Randy Finch. He owns a company called Ice Brigade. Ice Brigade.
We haven't even had a beer yet. We
I know.
Talk.
What he does is he's an ice sculptor, and he's going to have some really cool things going on out here today. He's going to be doing a demonstration, so stick with us. Randy's going to be on next. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
So nice. Know what you would love it. I come home one particular evening. The landlady said, "You got the rent money yet?" I said, "No."
Can't find no job. Therefore, I ain't got no money to pay the rent. She said, I don't believe you're trying to find no job. Said, I seen you today, you were standing on a corner, leaning up against a post. I said, but I'm tired. I've been walking all day.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.